This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No, but we still have another month to go. I realize that a month from today we'll be prepping. We'll be 24 hours away a month from today from the first hours of spring 2024. Something to celebrate, right?
Bummer.
Celebrating all that there is in life. All right, so I celebrate a lot by singing. And you know that it kind of bleeds over into what we do here because it's a part of life. Things to be experienced. So James Collins, who's in our main studio down in Dallas, has promised that I'm going. He didn't tell me what the song was, but he's sure I'm going to want to sing along. All right, so James, here's the test. Yep, you're right. the Four Seasons. Yep, that's a good crank-up song. Who doesn't like the Four Seasons, right?
I love you, baby, yeah.
Okay. So where is this song on Valentine's Day? You just found that just a random find in your vault there? Or
well,
what was there?
My girlfriend and I were actually talking about this this song last night.
Really?
And then I realized that I didn't play it for Valentine's, and I totally missed the boat there.
Yeah, nice going, James.
Hey. Yeah.
Nice going, yeah.
Listen, we had some good picks, but this should have been in the pot, so I'll take the ball for that, yeah.
Okay. There's an iconic scene in 10 Things I Hate About You that uses this song, and it is just so wonderful.
10 Things I Hate About You. I have the top 10 things that dead people want to tell living people. You ready?
Yes.
Can we do it from number 10 to number 1?
Yes.
This would be the time we dust off. There was a big voiced announcer that we had recorded a number of years ago. I don't know if it made the transition or not, James. A big voice, the same voice that does the countdown intro. Top 10 items. At number 10, life is about love, but not just loving those who love you. These are the top 10 things dead people, according to a survey of dead people, want to tell living people. Number 9, your pets are as crazy, brilliant, and loving here, that is in the afterlife, as they were there in this life. Number 8, don't try to understand this now, but life is exceedingly fair. Julia, let's not try to figure that one out now. Let's not rationalize too much. Number 7 on the list of the top 10 things dead people want to tell living people. Number 7, nothing can prepare you for the beauty of the moment you arrive. Isn't that what we all hope for? Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
Right? When you don't know what it is, but you know it's supposed to be beautiful. Number 6, they finally understand what they were missing. How many people go through life not having done or experienced what they wanted to experience,
the regrets,
right?
Regrets they hold on to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, let's see. Number 5, you're not ready. These are the top 10 things dead people tell living people. You're not ready. You're never ready. Number 4, they were ready to go when they went. Number 3, there's no such thing as a devil or hell. I've always discounted that. All that is fear-based. It's all created by men and the religions that they created to scare you to believe in what they want you to believe in. Number 2, they're sorry for any pain they caused. And the number 1 thing dead people tell, or they want to tell living people, is the number 1 thing, they're not dead. That's something, isn't it, huh? That is something. Yeah. Something to think about. All right, coming up in this half hour, the answer to the question, are morning or night workouts better? Are morning workouts better? Night workouts. I'll give you the answer to that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, here in Massachusetts, another problem at another high school. I told you last week about the situation in my hometown high school. Kids knifing other kids. So here, the governor had to send in the National Guard to stop violence in Brockton. And the National Guard, there were four of the seven members of the school committee there who said, yep, send in the National Guard. The teachers are all quitting. The town is not supporting the school committee. There are budget cuts. But you know what? We have that in my community. Most places, the superintendent of schools inflates the budget. Like they want 8% more here in Framingham than they got last year. And the budget doesn't, the reality is it doesn't support more than 3%. Because that's what the inflation rate is. What, you always have to have these new programs and yada yada. No. It's about time people drew a line in the sand. Now, on the other side of it, if you cut too much, then you have school safety, I guess. It's like the city, the mayor says when there is a budget shortfall, okay, we're going to shut the swimming pool, the public pool down. That's not what, they only do that because it makes people mad, and then it makes them go to city council and say, we want our money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the game.
It's not an actual like thing, it's just punishment.
No. Yeah, punishment, right, because you didn't do what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Another high school story from Texas this time. Staff member 73 died, injured during an accident, an incident with a student. The staff member was attempting to redirect a student. This, how do you like that for politically correct? He got a head injury, fell to the floor. The staff that was on the scene immediately, an employee, was transported to the hospital, but he died, succumbed from his injuries. The superintendent of schools there identified the teacher. He worked as an instructional assistant. So what happened? That's the question.
Fact that they used redirect, it makes me think that this was a student with special needs. That's the language they use when there's special needs situations, special needs students.
Yeah, out of control, perhaps, and some kind of incident ensued. It is. All right, here's another sad story. This one, this is sad story hour. this is our moment of sadness. We're going to put aside some time for sadness. 11 suspects arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs delivered by drones into a prison. See, clever? How clever is this? All right? The sheriff says the office was contacted by officials at this medium security federal correctional institute to help with the increased problem of drones dropping things into the yard.
How many times did this happen?
God knows.
They realized. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Who's awake or who's asleep under the circumstances? Wow. All right. Sometimes I think when we talk about that stuff too much, it gives people ideas. Do you think that's true or not?
They got caught, so maybe it'll deter anybody who's thinking of doing it.
Right. All right, so we're just talking about the dead, the 10 things dead people want to tell living people. Here we go. Here we go into a funeral home. Literally, the owner of the funeral home's home. Where a woman's body and the remains of 30 people were discovered in this guy's basement. Okay. Hello. The guy, he was renting a home, and he was evicted because he didn't pay the rent. So when they went in to clean the place up, they found the remains of 30 people and a woman's body. The cremated remains, and then a woman's body. This guy's got to have been a sick puppy.
Yeah.
Right?
He was the former owner of a funeral home.
The body they found was somebody who died in August of 2022. What the heck is left of a body? It's they had to...
It was a cremated. There was, like, temporary urns, little black plastic boxes.
Yeah. Guys got to be nuts, right? Right? Seriously. Don't you have to be nuts? You got to be nuts. Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. All right. What's the best time? Do you work out regularly, Jay?
No,
have a regular routine?
I need to.
Right. Yeah. I don't have mine is at night usually. But here's a study. Experts in exercise say the best time for working out, the question is it the morning, the afternoon, or the evening? No matter the time of day, there is this is kind of a non-plus answer. It doesn't make any difference. No, one time is better than another time.
Yeah, just
But
do it.
What it is, the time isn't important. It's better to do it. Any time is better than no time. Right? That's really the bottom line. So I don't know whether that was kind of a teaser, but it does get us to focus on some people get up early in the morning and they do their crunches and they do their push-ups and they do whatever they have to do. Morning workouts help boost your metabolism, though, and energy levels through the day. It's a great way to establish a routine. See, when I work out, I get sleepy after and I go take a nap.
I do too. That's how I feel. Yeah, if I do like a really hard like cycling class, I feel like I have to go take a nap after. But if I do it not so big, I like to do yoga in the evening though. I think it depends. Yeah. It depends on your body, who you are, and if you do something doesn't make you more sleepy, change the time of day you do it. But also the what you're doing. I mean, a slow flow kind of yoga class is going to make you feel probably a little bit different afterwards than a high intensity kickboxing class.
Yoga in the morning, yoga in the evening, yoga at supper time. Afternoon workouts are good because they serve as a stress reliever, and it's good for your body temperature. Evening workouts, okay, relieve stress as well, unwinding. So anytime's a good time for an exercise period. That's the takeaway here. 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now 23 after the hour, it's social media time here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen focused on Facebook because according to, well, maybe this is according to them, because they're always trying. Zuckerberg is a great self-promoter and Facebook promoter and Instagram promoter. And anyway, so apparently, according to this, Jay, do you believe this? Americans still turn to Facebook more often than any other social media site for their news consumption. I don't.
I unfortunately do believe that. It's sad, and yeah, I don't think enough people are doing research. Even if you see something on social media, you still have to go and kind of look it up yourself to make sure. Because
yeah, but people don't take time to do that.
A lot of it
that.
Is so opinion-based. I know.
Yeah.
How often have you seen when people will post something and they're like, I didn't know the celebrity died, or, oh, here's a news story, blah, blah, blah. And it's from The Onion, which is well known to be a satire news site. It's not real news, and people will be sharing it like it's real because they, again, did not actually, they didn't look at the article itself. They just read the headline and see the picture.
So the analysis comes from the Pew Research Center, and they're nothing to sneeze at. They are very legitimate. Looking at Facebook's dominance as a provider of news and information is kind of a sick thing. According to the study, 43% of U.S. adults use Facebook for news. That's down some from a couple of years ago, but still higher than the use of regular news, whatever the heck that is these days, because the news, if you watch it on TV, even find things, various newspapers online, they still are quoting what's in social media platforms. That's the news from their perspective. So how do you know the news isn't really the news? The news they get is from Facebook. And so where's the real reporting? Most every news service that I know of in the country, whether it's radio or television, whether it's the print media, they've cut their staffs in recent years because the advertising rates are down. And so there's, you know, you want to keep the doors open, so you have fewer staff. And let's see, a third of teens, I'm looking at some of the stats here, a third of teens use Facebook every day, so that's down, way down from 2015. But what's way up is TikTok, which is poison. Are you as parents?
Every generation,
your children?
Every demographic has their priority: social media.
Yeah. Yep. Well, but TikTok is poison. It's the Chinese, just the fake bunch of fakers. you know, people think it's fun and they can put music in it and all that other stuff, but hello, do you understand what's happening to the stuff? Yeah, go ahead.
It's the exact same. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, they all use the same kind of algorithms, the same technology that captures information. The only difference is ownership. Who actually owns
these
companies?
Yeah, where does it go? Yeah. All right, speaking about ownership, Zuckerberg has been talking, he's been criticized lately, especially as we get into the new year. The question on how come you're cutting jobs? Well, what's the story here? Meta, Amazon, some of the startups, they're shedding thousands of jobs, layoffs all over the place. They have to be efficient. That's what they're trying. Now, what it is,
well,
is AI
too
and
many
automation.
People. Well, yes, that's one of the right. Any tasks that were a little bit repetitive that AI can simply do and they cut the human out, they're doing it. But also with the pandemic, there was a bigger ask for a lot of tech stuff. Amazon had to hire on a whole lot of people because everybody was really relying on the deliveries of things. And these tech companies realized that they hired on too many people when there was a need. And then in the post-pandemic world, they don't have enough means. They don't need that many people, so they had to lay off a lot of people.
Yeah, well, so all of these companies are finding advantages in operating with a smaller workforce, and that's what you're going to see, frankly. All right, so there's that summary of what's going on in that social media world. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Was Santa generous? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can sell gift cards you're not using at cardcash.com and giftcards.com, where you can also buy discounted gift cards for almost anything. If you're planning a major purchase, consider buying now because prices are rising. And if you see PMI on your mortgage statement, that's private mortgage insurance, which you can cancel if your principal balance is below 80% of your home's value, which it may now be thanks to inflation. Ever since the COVID shutdown, we've been suffering supply chain issues, and nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. The help wanted sign is everywhere, so ask your boss for a raise. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitran at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitran alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
No. All right. Okay, boys and girls, we have a young aspiring broadcaster here with this. He's trying out on the Good Day program because he wants to make it in radio. And so
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful if I speak clearly and I enunciate.
Enunciate your words. Yes, it could be, right. But then again, maybe it's maybe you're past your prime. You might not be able to make it. You know, you got to start when you're. But the good announcers I know started when they were 15, 16, 17 years of age. Yeah. So you may be a little beyond that.
I was 13 when I started.
Yep. The voice of Mike McVeigh, who's here in the Good Day program. And the reason we had that little clip from Star Wars is because, truth be told, Mike is the number one consultant for this program and other programs that I do. And he also is the father of Jay Kirshner, who is here not because he is her father, but because she's a good broadcaster. She learned from her father how to be a good broadcaster, right? That's kind of
well.
How it
this
works.
This is take your father to work day, evidently.
I've never, you know, that's actually a very good idea. Why doesn't somebody start that? Let's have
they should, right?
Yeah, or take your mother to work, take your dog to work. We have all of that stuff. It shouldn't just be about children. It should be about the adults. We celebrate children too much and adults not enough. Do you think that's true? Do you think that we have to encourage children to be themselves? But
yeah, it depends, though. I mean, you're very much like me, that when my kids compliment me, I brush it aside.
Yes.
That's not our job. Our job is to uplift them.
Yep, exactly. Well, our job on the air is to uplift people, no matter what it is. When you think about it, you've been involved mostly in music radio through your life. I kind of sucked you into the talk thing because I have regard. You and I have known each other for a long time, but we didn't start working together until, what, four or five, six years ago? When did we start working together? I don't even remember.
Yeah, probably about four or five
years ago, yeah. And Mike, who has been around, and anybody listening to this program who knows anything about radio hierarchy knows the name Mike McVeigh, because he's just everywhere. He's prolific, been involved in all sorts of formats, and has been successful since, as he suggested, he was a young teenager, which is when kind of all of us who have been around, who have starch, we're not Johnny-come-latelys to all of this. We've been doing it for a long time. And so some of the things, I was determined not to do this, but I'm going to do it because I think the audience will find it interesting, frankly, for you to tell a little of your story. The world of radio, we all know, is not the same today as it was when we grew up. It just isn't. And so, is it progress? We're not here. I don't complain about. I complain to Mike all the time off the air, but I'm not here to complain about it because it has. It's been a silver spoon, a golden spoon. It's been something that's been very satisfying. You've had a lot of jobs, as I've had a lot of jobs or exposure and talk. You've had it in the music world, starting where was it? In a little station in West Virginia? I mean,
that was my first real job. I grew up outside of Pittsburgh, and so I started in a little AM radio station down around the Pittsburgh area. And then not long after that, went to Wheeling, West Virginia as a program director and a morning man. And the education began.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It takes a lot. I will say this, though. I think, and to the listeners, there are obviously people who like radio. There is an amazing number of Americans, 280 million Americans, who listen to the radio every day, every week, across this nation. And so many inside our business who feel it's not what it used to be are really experiencing what I think people in all walks of life are experiencing. A little bit earlier, you and Jay were talking about AI. I mean, there's a continual evolution and progress, and things change. And, you know, my father wasn't happy with how things changed in his job over the years. Now, I think if we're smart and we're lucky, we evolve and we change with it. Otherwise, you're among those people that are retiring early.
Yeah. And who wants to do that? You and I don't want to do that.
No.
and we're not ready to. The world isn't ready for us to not be here. So we continue to ply our trade, right? No, and what are we? How much trouble can we get into if we're not doing this or the other things that we do with our lives that are constructive? And see, that's it. Being constructive with our lives. You have helped so many broadcasters up and down the line from some of the bigger jobs that you've had and working for big networks to programming, as you were suggesting, the smaller stations all around. When did you first feel, Mike McVeigh is here with us, those of you who are just joining us. Mike is Jay's father. He's also probably the most prominent radio consultant in the business. That meant a lot 10 years ago. Excuse me. The radio business is, well, it still is a business. You do a lot of podcast stuff. Right, you have the people coming to you all the time.
Yeah, I do a lot of different stuff. Yeah, I coach radio stations, I coach talent, I work with podcasters. Yeah. I've got a digital company out of Switzerland that I consult. I've got an experiential marketing company out of Europe that does business globally. And, you know, the business has evolved. The world has changed dramatically.
And of all the people that you work with, who's your favorite client?
Oh, my gosh. It's so easy to say Doug Steffen, you know, because I'm on the air with you right now. And so I kind of
right.
have
to. Well, actually, we've developed quite a good friendship over the years.
And if I can just sing your praises for a second. I mean, the thing that you do on this show, and again, your listeners know it, the people who are hearing us know it, it's not a my side's right, your side's wrong. You know, you voice your opinions, you allow there to be varying opinions, you talk about things that are going on, and the show is so aptly named, Good Day. You know, you want to have a good day, it just puts you in a much better mood, and yet you still know everything that's going on in the world.
You know, one of the things that's important for those of us who have our heads on straight, and I'd like to think that mine is and yours is, we've developed gracefully. We've learned through life that there are the guiding hands, if you will. A lot of the stuff that we do, we make our own opportunities, but I also believe the universe and life itself is something where, you know, we don't actually control a whole lot of stuff. Things unfold, however, exactly as they are supposed to. We belong in this business, you and I, and thus we have been in it for decades and decades and decades. There are some people who are good at driving a bus and like it. There are people who are really good salespeople. We were talking earlier today about how the world wouldn't revolve if it weren't for sales. Everything gets sold by a salesperson, right?
Right.
And then there's what we do on the air. We're selling. We have products to sell. We have ideas to sell. And I'd rather you do not necessarily identify with my ideas, but I'd like you to buy the stuff I'm selling.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Truth.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but don't you think that's it? You know me off the air. We spend a lot of time together off the air, sort of working on this program, tweaking it and making it better and adding things, subtracting things. And so, you know, you have that, you build a relationship, you know. I suppose sometimes it's easier to build it than others, because some people don't want to listen. I remember, and this is really inside baseball, and I don't want to get stuck here, but one of the fellows used to work with you when you weren't doing some news talk. You had Holland Cook, who appears on this program every day with a vignette. He's a radio and television broadcaster, pretty much from the same era as we are, and had the same experiences that we've had. He used to say, when he was working with me, matter of fact, in a convention someplace, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to him, and he was talking about some of his clients. So somebody asked him how often or how much do I listen to him? That is, how much does Doug listen to you? As a challenge, like, what good are you as a consultant? And he looked at me and he looked at this fellow in the audience and said, well, I think he's up to double digits now.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know, there's always coaching. There's always going to be people who want to learn, and I think that's in all walks of life. And, you know, you're most unique because of how multifaceted you are, and you're not a one-dimensional person. But I have a quick question for you, if I have time. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Earlier this hour, and for those of you that missed it, Doug and Jay had a story about what people who are in the afterlife tell people who are still living. I just want to know who conducted that survey. Who died and did the survey and then came back? That's what I want to know. How did you get those answers? Where did those come from?
It's manna from above. I'm inspired by that. But I mean, think about what I said. Wasn't all that stuff true? When you get down to brass tacks, the things that we remember or we want to remember, the things we want to think are there as part of the moving to the great beyond. I was at a funeral in Dallas. Matter of fact, was it last week or Friday, I think. Yeah. And the fellow was very close to me, very close friend. And I went to the gravesite. His wife was Catholic, and she didn't want to be cremated, so her coffin is there. And then there's a bench right next to the bench was right next to the headstone. And under the bench, there's a plate that is open, and the urn is placed in there with a note from one of his grandchildren about him. And it was the urn was in there, and the note was in there. And I watched him as they put the plate over it. And I thought to myself, this is eternity. And he's going into eternity with that note from his granddaughter. It was just, I don't know, that's what you think about. I mean, think about what you can control. Think about what you can't control. And then, there are lessons. There are a lot of people, I believe that there is communication with the so-called dead. I don't think we die. I think we just have a different dimension. And Einstein kind of proves it in the sense that, you know, all energy doesn't go away. It takes different forms, but it's impossible, understanding quantum physics, it's impossible for energy to be destroyed, which I think is fascinating and a good thing for us all to remember. Mike McVeigh with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an SCP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, Good Day Health Time, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to participate with us as he participates with you every day of every week, of every month, of every year. For a long time, Jack has taken the website that he created, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and passed along so much fabulous information. I invite you to explore the world of Jack Stockwell through ForbiddenDoctor.com. And also, he's a Nooker chiropractor, and that's where you get the insight into how your upper cervical spine, your body, works and why it's important to have adjustments there. And then we talk about things in general. ForbiddenDoctor.com is how I first started talking about some of the elements where I got information, some of the elements that are necessary in nature. Jack, because he promotes standard process products in his practice, realizes the value of food. Food is medicine. And so when you look around at some of the things, the B vitamins, for example, there's a report today, Jack, about niacin, which is an important component of the B12 vitamin, how it may be a problem. It may raise the risk of heart disease by triggering inflammation, damaging blood vessels. So what's wrong with that research? Because I know you're going to poke a hole in it.
Well, it's the same thing with research that says too much vitamin C or ascorbic acid will harden the arteries. Too much vitamin A will cause birth defects. Too much vitamin E will cause heart problems. In all of these studies, they never contradistinguish between the vitamins that comes from food and the vitamins that are manufactured by Big Pharma. Most of the vitamins in your health food store are all synthetic. And almost every last bottle was made in one of four locations around the country. The same companies that make your heart medication, your liver, your kidney, your brain, whatever else, in the sense of pharmaceuticals, also realizes there's a tremendous amount of money to be made in the supplement industry. And these things are synthetic. And anytime you put something synthetic into the body, there's always a risk. So in this latest study, and interestingly enough, I can show you 100 studies where they're talking about niacin will prevent COVID. It'll prevent heart disease. It'll give you an overall sense of health and well-being. So what you always have to do whenever you're dealing with anything like this in the medical world or healthcare world, what is the source of the material that they were testing? And in this case, it's a synthetic. It's a synthetic vitamin B3. You know, they have identified, in some reports, they've identified that there could possibly be as many as 40 different members of the B family. We've identified up through B17, cyanocobalamin, the old anti-cancer vitamin B. But niacin is just B3. And it's very important in the sense that it helps you to process carbohydrates. It's important in the sense that it helps to prevent heart disease. It can reverse arthritis, a lot of different things. But it has to come from food. And any time you see stuff like this when it's being synthetic, you are taking a risk because you're putting an incomplete vitamin in the body. You're putting something into the body Mother Nature did not make. And anything that mankind touches, whether it came from the farm, if it comes from the forest, if it comes from the sky, the water, whatever else, whatever man touches that Mother Nature made is going to end up being less than the real McCoy. And so I stand by this report completely because, again, you're taking something synthetic into the body, which is just a chemical. It did not come from food. It's a chemical made in a laboratory to mimic the effect of vitamin B3 niacin. And a lot of people want a kick from it. They want the rush.
Yeah. Well, what you have said certainly opens the your eye-opening, ear-opening, mind-opening overview of this. Actually, takes on a rather simple diagnosis. If it's natural, if it's food, then it's medicine. If it's synthetic and manufactured in the laboratory, like lots of the other chemicals that cause lots of problems to all of us, then it isn't worth the powder it would take, as they say, to blow it to hell. So
that's it. And so when the epidemic of pellagra came out in the 30s and 40s, it was known by the D's, dementia, dermatitis, diarrhea, and death. And it just ravaged the country in the 30s and 40s. And the chemical brand of vitamin B3 would not turn those diseases.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.